found this preeminently the time to speak the truth frankly and boldly.
We are so famous. Welcome, guys, to another Taboo Talk.
I love that voice you're doing right now.
Yay. I need a beer.
Crap your pants, everybody. Everybody suck my dick.
Why do you all... Every time we start this shit off, you have to talk about sucking dicks, or dicks, in a way.
Yeah.
Like it's expected now.
Because I have one.
Anyway.
And it's pretty beautiful.
Welcome to Taboo Talks.
Hi.
Another installment of complete and utter bullshit for 30 to 40 minutes. We are your hosts, Brando Calrissian Burke and Marshall Mathers Grooms.
Don't you fucking call me that. Okay, we need to settle this issue right now, podcast audience. Do not ever, like, put me on, like, connect me to Eminem. And I like Eminem as an artist, but I'm not him, you know? And that bugs me because people will just say, your name's Marshall, like Marshall Mathers. Oh, really? Like Marshall, fuck off. Fuck off, don't call me that. I will lose my mind.
Did we talk about farting?
No. Like, yeah, we did.
We did? Okay. Because I was like, I wanted to talk about it again, but only if we didn't talk about...
Well, I want to mention the Robin Thicke thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so yesterday, was it yesterday that this happened?
I don't know. By the time this comes out, it won't be yesterday anyways.
Well, yesterday or the day before to this podcast. No, it was, yeah, whatever.
A while back.
Robin Thicke put out the hashtag AskThicke, and it trended all fucking day. And people, like...
God, it was
are
so funny.
Fucking mean.
It was so funny.
They are so mean, and it's ridiculous. And I'm sorry, I'm gonna get on my fucking soapbox right now. Shit. What the fuck is wrong with... Okay, I understand Blurred Lines. A, first of all, I love the fucking song because it's catchy and it's funky as hell.
You know you want it.
I know it's about fucking, you know, having sex with girls, you know, with or without the consent, it doesn't matter, but, you know, maybe if they kind of make it look like they want it, you know, whatever. I know it's about borderline rape, okay?
That's the Blurred Lines.
But,
I don't know if it's rape or not.
But it's nothing. This is the song that generated the fucking hate for this guy, okay? What is the fucking problem other than this song? What is wrong with the guy?
Well, I don't know. I had heard some jokes. I think, like, he had cheated on his girlfriend or something. Or something worse than that, because apparently someone made a joke.
It was his wife, I think.
Either way, like, that also generated a lot of hate.
Who... Okay, I almost said something fucked up. I almost said... Well, yeah, I'm going to say...
Yeah,
who doesn't fucking cheat on their wife or girlfriend? It's not something that never fucking happens. And just because it's a celebrity doesn't mean, you know...
That's the thing. If you're a guy, for the most part, you've cheated on a girlfriend at some point.
Or you will.
Or you will.
You know...
Everyone's guaranteed to. That's a fact. Anyone who says they haven't or never will are full of shit.
Well, honestly, I do think that, you know, people in their brain are very polygamous. And you know, I'm not saying I am. I'm just saying we all have tendencies. Just because everyone, you know, you're going to... Just because you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend doesn't mean you can't think other people are attractive.
Oh, of course.
I'm not going to start this argument right now because we're talking about the...
Yeah, Robin Thicke.
Yeah. But after this, we can go into that. But
the tweets were so funny. That's what...
I'm going to fucking pull some up wherever my fucking phone is. I want to read them because they're fucking retarded.
No, they are funny as shit.
I have a phone. God damn it. I think I left it in the bathroom.
I don't know. I'm looking it up on mine.
Okay.
But it was just so funny because I remember one that was like, Robin Thicke, can you not think of these... Tug me, like, all things that rhyme with hug me.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Could you not?
I actually looked at them all because someone had conveniently placed them in one picture, like, on Tumblr. That was, like, 30 yards long of scrolling.
I'll take it. That's awesome.
So, I think I liked it. So, I could, if the internet would fucking work, I could pull it up and reblog it. But anyways, so, this song, this one song has caused so much hate in the feminist community and the female community in general, and then just in overall, like, you know, morality and whatever. And like I said, I like this song. I think people are, like, taking it way too fucking seriously, because it ain't that fucking serious. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Like, there's songs that are worse than that, but or talk about things worse than that, like Rick Ross, where he talks about putting fucking Rufle in a chick's drink and fucking her while she's passed out. Like, but that's okay. That's okay. When it's clearly, it's stuff like that in rap music. I'm not trying to generalize, but, you know, there's lots of stuff in there that's just acceptable. But, you know, Robin Thicke is an R&B borderline hip-hop artist now, I guess.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, your genre matters a lot. Because if you said anything even remotely like that in, like, country music, they would boot your ass out quickly.
Exactly. But it's still, why are people being such assholes? Like, you're not doing this to the other artists that talk about shit that's worse than this. Why are you hating him so much over one fucking song?
But I have him pulled up now. And fuck, they're so funny. Linkshin, hashtag ask thick. Are you an actual predator or just a profoundly boring man desperately trying and failing to make erotically charged music?
Like, what the fuck? Like, fucking keyboard warriors and shit. Like, bored.
Here's the next one. On a scale of R. Kelly to Phil Spector, how do you intend to get her back?
I think that's about his wife.
That's right? Funny as shit. I don't know. It's just so funny.
I saw there's one tweet about him cheating on his wife or something.
Yeah, and this one, and you know what I'm talking about. He's wearing the same thing.
Yeah, that from Michael the MTV awards.
Yeah.
And then Miley Cyrus, like, was, like, grinding on him and shit. And that was a big fucking deal, too.
Like, anyone cared. It'd like, be different if like she
had these people
ass.
Have never been to a club before. Like, yeah. I'm white and I've been to a club.
It would be different, Miley Cyrus, if you had an ass.
Right. Well, yeah, we're pointing the finger at her.
But he's wearing the same thing that Michael Keaton's Beetlejuice did, and I actually loved it. And the question was, if we say your name 3 times, will you disappear?
Whatever.
It's beautiful.
I know I'm going to get fucking hated on so much for this podcast, so we're probably going to lose listeners.
Well, that's the thing with my opinion is, I don't really give a shit about Robin Thicke at all.
That's how I am. I'm like, why is he being hated so much? Like,
I like things that
I can go a year without thinking about Robin Thicke, but apparently no one else can.
Well, I just like things that make me laugh, and it is so funny getting on here reading some of these. What the next one is, what's it like being the human personification of a midlife crisis?
Yeah.
That's funny. They are funny, don't even.
This song happened over a year ago, right?
It was a long, long time ago.
Yeah,
now.
And this is still fucking happening.
How often should I delete my internet search history? You strike me as a good person to ask. That's and the one that got me was someone was like, so when did you decide that the creepy gym teacher was the look for you?
That's
and he
funny.
Does. He looks like a creepy gym teacher.
That's funny.
He is.
He's like some short shorts and like a really tight shirt and a fucking whistle. And like,
that's the thing, he wore that whistle, and all I could think was, that's the gym teacher that tried to molest you.
Yeah, you guys are gonna have to run some laps now.
Now everybody hit the showers.
Everybody hit the showers, but he teaches, like, the girls. Everybody hit the showers really good. Yeah.
And then they just go, and there's no showers whatsoever, it's just a camera.
It's just, it's a bunch of fucking glory holes. It's like fucking...
You gotta clean your winky off, son.
It's like 8 glory holes and each one has a dick coming out of it.
PE teacher.
Use the special shampoo, everyone.
How do you even become a PE teacher now? Because
why would you want to be a... First of all, who...
I want to be a gym teacher. Really, you want to be known as a sex offender.
Coaches
are
different. High school has coaches. There's really no PE teachers.
Well, head coaches, because I remember all the football teams I was on, the head coach was like, you didn't mess with that motherfucker, he would kill you. All the assistant coaches, those were fucking rapists.
But like, in middle school, see, you didn't go, I went to a big ass middle school, and like, it had 3 floors,
yeah,
and we had gym uniforms, like red shirt, black pants.
Yeah, we didn't get
we had to write
shit.
Our name on it, our last name on it.
No.
So it was kind of like fucking prison. Everyone called you by your last name in gym class.
Well, at least they didn't call you by your number like they do in prison.
And the coach. But it's like, and boys and girls are split up.
Yeah.
And now that I think about it, I'm like, who wants to do that? This is priceless because my gym teacher, his name was Mr. Dixon. Like, you know.
Male
pattern baldness, you know, well past fucking receding hairline. He had the shit going around his head, the birth control glasses. What he looked like.
He was the PE teacher.
He was the PE teacher.
He was the human personification of its PE teacher.
Yes, yes. And
see, my PE teacher, because I went to Alcorn Central in middle school, and we didn't have that shit. If you come to school on gym day in jeans, you're fucking running in jeans.
Oh, what the fuck?
That's it. And you get that sweaty mark in your ass, and you go to class like that. That's just how it is. Too fucking bad.
Nothing worse than the smell of wet denim that is soaked with asshole sweat.
But the PE teacher I had was at least a 7-foot woman that we all made jokes about because everybody would say she was a lesbian.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She had an assistant PE teacher who was also a woman. We would always make jokes about it, like, those two were fucking.
Okay.
It was so funny. It was horrible.
We didn't have, like, a woman PE teacher. It was just two dudes. And I got the fucking rapist. I was wondering why he touched my asshole all the time.
Well, you gotta stretch. Gotta stretch real good.
But we're going to class now.
Oh shit, Charlie was molested.
I was molested and I did. Oh, god damn it. We're talking about rape and shit. This is a very. Okay.
It's taboo talks, it's fine.
I know, but I just know. We're talking about Robin Thicke, cheating, raping,
Creepy
gym teachers
molesting you.
More raping. All right, let's not talk about rape anymore.
Let's change that because this is going down a dark road. Dear God.
Dear God, I'm sorry that.
Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, what the fuck happened to Miley Cyrus?
Nothing. Oh, she got sick. She had to cancel like half her fucking tour, I think. I'm like, probably wrong. I know she had to cancel at least one, like...
I have not seen one video of her shaking her non-existent ass.
She had an allergic reaction to something and was in the hospital for a while.
Too much Molly, Miley.
Whatever. She's like... who gives a shit? Like, first of all, Miley Cyrus is a babe. I'm just going to say that right fucking now. Whatever. Whatever.
I disagree, sir.
Whatever. Anywho.
Not that she's not just... She has a pretty face.
I'm not talking about, like, looks and everything. I'm like, she's just a bad bitch.
Oh, well,
she's
yeah.
She's a bad
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah.
She's attractive. She's a bad bitch. That's just how it is.
Yeah, I'll take that, yeah.
Everyone's like, she don't have an ass and she's doing all this twerking. Have you been... Like I said earlier, have you been to a fucking club before? I mean, people are literally having sex.
Yeah, and I've seen these girls without... asses shaking him, and you know what I do? I turn and walk away.
Exactly.
You are not
one person does something, it's a big fucking deal. Well, and like the whole MTV thing where, you know, that Robin Thicke shit happened where they're like twerking and whatever. No one remembers when Britney Spears or Madonna, was it? Who they kissed?
Yeah, Britney Spears and Madonna.
Yeah, they fucking kissed, and that was a big deal then. That was such a big fucking deal for like a week.
And now that's every Lady Gaga concert.
Yeah, yeah.
And no one gives a shit.
Exactly. So this Miley Cyrus bullshit is just going to fizzle out. I like Iggy Azalea a lot. Okay.
I've got to interrupt you. I saw a Vine that I loved. It was like that moment of depression after you come when you masturbate. Because you're looking at the porn and you look like what you searched. And it's the sickest shit and it'll ruin your life. And one of them was like... Iggy Azalea's music video with the sound off. And I'm like, that sounds perfect. That Like, I could just, I had to think of you right then.
Don't talk about her like that, first of all. She is precious.
No, I love her. It was like, it was just funny because the guy looked so sad and it was like Brazilian, like fucking, what?
Have you been on PornMD?
I have.
Well, you were at school and you're just sitting there scrolling and looking at it.
It's so funny.
We need to, whenever the internet starts working, I'll pull it up and I'll read some of these things off. And what PornMD is, it's this site. All it is a live feed of, you can pick your country, but it goes through Pornhub or whatever, and it uploads what people put in the search bar. And it's the weirdest fucking shit. There's no normal thing that they're searching for.
Yeah, nobody has, I don't think any, I've never gotten on there and seen someone search for man fucking a woman missionary style. It's like, yeah, a guy with a tube sock shoved up his ass covered in shit while the girl's eating it.
Yeah, they're very specific. They type like fucking narratives in the search bar. Have a very specific fucking fetish problem.
That's what Ray William Johnson was talking about. He said fetishes, like the thing about fetishes, they're very specific. Someone thought that to invent beads that go on a line so that they can be shoved up your ass and slowly pulled out. That's pretty fucking specific. So fetishes are a specific thing.
Like I want this fucking up right now. I need to see.
It's hilarious. Oh, God. And act like you've ever searched for it. Like you've ever searched man fucks woman missionary style in porn.
But you no look one's up like sick shit this. But it's like no one. First of all, I don't know a lot of people who search when they get on porn. You just click the fucking videos, or you go somewhere else. That's right. What happens.
If I don't like what I see on the front page, you just leave.
Okay, but these searches are like ridiculous. And you can pick America or whatever. And America is the weirdest one out of all of them. I looked at Italy and America one time. And I'm fucking drawing a blank. I can't remember any of them. I had someone look them up the other day.
Oh, you can pick whatever it is because it has been searched. You can just say anything because I'm sure it's been searched.
Well, if you want to have a good time, it's called Google Search Porn MD. It might take a couple clicks. It's on the first page somewhere. And just have yourself a good fucking time.
Have you seen the, like, it was, like, porn tech service by College Humor? So funny. The guy calls, like, his internet service provider, and he's like, it logged me out of this website, and I don't know why. And he says, okay, well, can you give me the name of the website? And he's just like, says something quietly. He's like, I'm sorry, what was that? Bigfattitties.com. Bigfattitties. It was something like that. It was so funny. And I was like, okay, well, can you give me your username?
Big Dick Lord
14. No. It was like, he just sighs like, Dr. Cocter. He's like, okay, is that like DR abbreviate? No, it's all spelled out. Dr. Cocter. Okay, so there's a security question. What's your, like, mother's maiden name? And he says it, and he's like, oh, that didn't work. Oh, yeah, because that's not what I answered. Oh, what'd you answer? Fuck this question. I want to jerk off. And then, it's so funny. He's like, okay, in order for us to, like, help you, we need you to recreate the event so it happens. Okay. Is this really necessary? Yes, sir, so we can give you the best service. Okay. Put a bunch of lotion in my hand, put the rope around my neck, clamps on my nipples. I had, like, roughly half my fist up my ass, and I was saying, oh, yeah, just like that. And then you just hear more and more people getting on the line, like, okay, sir, what else? And he's like, how many people are on here? And roughly 20 people like, hi, I'm here too. Okay, no, fuck this. It's just a whole office of people trolling this guy. It was so funny. I loved it. It made my life. That's why, who's going to call tech service? If you know what you do if it accidentally logs you out of porn or if you catch a virus when you're watching porn? You close the computer, break it, throw it in a river. No one's ever going to find out.
Get a new one.
Get a
this
new
This is my old computer. What happened to it? It got a virus. Okay, A, because normal people don't get viruses. If you're not smart, you get one from a porn site, and if you're not smart, you get one from downloading every fucking pop-up thing you see, or everything that you're told to download. That's really the only way you can get a legitimate virus, unless it's like fucking,
They need to have a training course for these people so they don't get viruses, because that bugs me when people just, oh, well, I'll just, yeah, sure, I would like to meet single girls in my area.
Sorry, thanks, porn side ad.
Sorry, there are no hot, sexy singles in your area.
I'd love to grow my dick 4 inches in 4 weeks. That'd be fucking great. That'd right. be a whole 4 inches.
What, Ron, what's his face? Like a picture of him. And then a big old dick.
Ron Jeremy?
Yeah.
Grow your dick like Ron. We talk about porn every fucking podcast, I swear.
Alright,
what the fuck? Jesus Christ. How long has this one been running?
About 20 minutes.
Oh my, okay, we can talk about one more thing.
Yeah, that's cool. Jesus Christ. We've been talking about porn and rape. God, we are dark. We are dark people.
No, we're not. So,
come on.
Like,
stop doing that. He's picking it up with his mouth. Retard.
I apologize, guys. I'm hungover a good bit, which I drank a beer, which didn't help at all. Those fucking liars.
They're the fucking liars, right?
Yeah, I need to stop drinking, but the thing is, I'm not.
Shit.
Okay, so anyways, I had this cool little thing. I was playing Dungeons and Dragons.
I'm not going to say anything.
I pause so people can laugh. Anywho, play Dungeons and Dragons, and there's a thing called a Ring of Wishes, and it gave me this fun idea, because...
Are we going to get into this right now?
Because, yes.
You're going to tell us how to fucking play Dungeons
and
Dragons?
No. But what has become of our podcast? It's specific things that happen, like... The Ring of Wishes grants you a wish, but it's like you have to be very specific or else like,
well, whatever. You get really good, you know, points if you have fetishes.
Like if you get into a bad situation and you say, I wish this didn't happen, you'll reset to before the event, but you won't recall anything. And the same thing could happen over again because you don't know.
Yeah.
But... Which made me have this fun idea because we're both retarded. Like, what if you had 3 fucking wishes?
Oh,
damn. 3 wishes. Now, what the fuck? 3 wishes. We'll do 3, like, 3 serious wishes and 3 wishes, like, retarded things that, like, if you couldn't use your wishes on things that matter to you, like... The second set is for, like, bullshit.
Yeah. Okay. What was it? They said this on, like, one of the Fairly Odd Parents. And, yeah, I still fucking watch Fairly Odd Parents. Say something about it. And then some movie about the devil. I don't even remember it. But if you are given a set of wishes, the first one is always one to test it out. So you ask for something stupid, like a giant fucking sandwich.
So you're saying your first wish would be a giant
sandwich? I know myself well enough to say I would ask for a giant sandwich.
Okay, like
because you got to test it out.
Like how big of a sandwich?
Oh yeah, because I have to be specific.
If you wish a giant fucking sandwich, you might get one the size of a fucking van or a house.
One the size of Godzilla, and I said a giant fucking sandwich. So
Godzilla's pretty fucking big.
I know, the sandwich could be that big too.
You won't be able to fucking eat it all. It'll go rotten.
I'm fine with that.
Okay, all right. What's your second wish?
Shit, I don't know. Now, once I found out that this one works, like, okay, I can actually get these wishes. I don't know, like, I wouldn't wish for anything, like, smart. I would wish for just the most boring-ass thing, like, having money. Like, I'm a lame-ass motherfucker.
Wow.
Yeah, I think you ought to go, because I would wish for something stupid.
You go, but...
Wish for 3 more wishes!
No, you can't wish for people. Okay, my serious personal wishes, like, would be A, I fucking wish I had Spider-Man powers. That'd be the first fucking thing out of my mouth. If someone's like, yeah, here's a ring of wish. Spider-Man! I want to be Spider-Man! I want the exact superpowers of Spider-Man. The amazing Spider-Man, not the ultimate Spider-Man.
You say, I want to be Spider-Man. The next thing you know, you're Peter Parker and everyone you love is dead.
You know? Okay, I don't want to say anything. I'm like, you know? I might be...
I'm okay with it.
It's like, you guys don't fucking understand how it's borderline, like, fucking fetish. I've been riding the Spider-Man dick for a long time, but anyways, that'd be my first wish. Like, I wouldn't even wish for a costume. I would make that shit, but Spider-Man powers, first of all. Second, cure cancer. I would get rid of cancer. Well, I don't know. Hold on.
So selfless, you fuck.
Well, I don't know. If I get rid of cancer, that only means something worse is going to come around. Yeah. I don't think I need to get rid of cancer.
Cancer has to stay. Sorry. But at least, you know, Le Bonheur still gets funding. And that other one was McDonald's.
Okay, well, I think I would...
Come on.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something that would benefit a lot of people.
Why are you being so selfless? This is upsetting me.
Because I'm going to turn into a fucking pile of bones.
With great power.
Oh my god. Look, no. I'm going to be a fucking pile of bones.
With great power comes great responsibility, Peter.
Uncle Ben, please leave me alone. I'm trying to fucking talk. Look, all I'm saying is I want to wish for... First, my selfish wish is the Spider-Man thing. So I can quit my fuck... Well, I wouldn't quit my job. I'd go, like, work... somewhere different.
At a newspaper?
Yeah, probably.
Taking pictures of Spider-Man? Stupid ass.
I'd have to move to a city because I can't fucking swing around here.
There's trees everywhere. Yeah, that's what you can do.
And electrical poles, but I'll get electrocuted. Next wish would probably be like... maybe to... wish for like a prosperous... economy for the United States, like some to where we can only go uphill. I wish for something to happen, something to be discovered. It doesn't have. That's I'm being very vague because I know that if I'm specific, something could go wrong. But if I'm vague enough, I want it to be something that it helps the incline of the American economy in a way that we can only go up from it. Whether it's a discovery of some way we can go to space, something that really helps out the United States and kind of maybe generate some peace, which peace is not something that can just happen. There's never going to be 100% world peace. Like, hippies, everyone, you got to understand that. There's never going to be peace. There's always going to be someone who's pissed off. And that's how it starts. That's how Discord starts. Someone is pissed about something.
Yeah. These people who strive for world peace, and that's noble and all, but it's not going to happen. I'm sorry. I'm too busy out here living my life and making money. And I know I'm part of the system, but I don't give a shit.
I think my third wish would... I don't know what my third wish would be. I might just save it. I would probably save it, and then I'd die with it. I'd probably with it, and I'd save it for a time when I need it. I'd be selfless enough to save it for someone who might need it, but I wouldn't use it at the right time, and I'd probably die with it.
You would probably save your wish like Augustus Waters did and just take a girl to wherever the hell they went.
Yeah, maybe.
Fucking retard.
Now, in terms of stupid fucking wishes, first of all...
Giant dick.
I wrote this... Yeah, well, I wish for a large... No. First wish, a fucking microwave... that cooks a Hot Pocket correctly. Perfectly. I'm not talking about this bullshit.
Not you this know. Lava outside and Alaska inside.
It's like lava around an ice cube. It makes no fucking sense whatsoever. It's like the Hot Pocket itself, it negates physics when you put it in a microwave. And microwaves now are just fucking, here's that hot-ass bowl with cold food you wanted. It's like, why is this bowl burning my hands and my SpaghettiOs are freezing?
Right? It bugs me.
So it's got one button. You don't even plug it in. It fucking uses magic because that's probably the only thing that can cook a Hot Pocket, right?
And the button says, cook this bitch.
You put the Hot Pocket in, and you don't even have to put it in the fucking stupid sleeve condom. Put it in, you press the button.
No, that sleeve's awesome because you can tear it off and, like, hold it.
I'm a fucking man, and I'll burn my fingers on a Hot Pocket, okay?
I just want to throw out there that I love that thing that cheese does, that when you make it just a little bit hot, it turns into molten lava.
And, like, squirt. For instance, I was eating cheese pizza rolls last night, my pre-drinking snack, because I was starving, and I cooked them, and every fucking time I'd bite it, it, like, explode out the opposite end and, like, melt through everything it touched. Right. And it would, like, drip on my leg. And I'm like, well, I'm dead.
I'm dead now. That's all there is to it. God, you know, it kills me.
I needed, like, a defibrillator. He dropped hot cheese on his leg.
You just can't have that leg anymore.
He's not going to make it.
It's dumb. Because I was like, I had a hot ham and cheese this morning. And I put it in the microwave because I'm a lazy ass. I really am so lazy. And I, like, some of it melted off, so I used the sandwich as, like, a spoon and
scooped it up.
Yeah. And then I bit into it, and then I couldn't feel my tongue forever.
Fucking Jesus. Oh, that's my phone. Next wish would be...
Look at you, you're so popular.
Next stupid-ass wish would probably be, like, an insane amount of charisma.
Like you need any more.
I need to be, like, really... I'm so vain. I'm so vain. Inside, on the inside is not even funny. And, you know, everyone has to be fucking cocky. There's nothing wrong with being comfortable and confident with the way you look. And the problem is, not enough people are. And I totally respect what people, bad bitches specifically, know it and they flaunt it. It's just the most beautiful thing ever. Last thing would probably be, like, a bed that's like a hamburger. Like... It looks like a hamburger, but it's a bed. Not a real hamburger. It's, like, all fabric and stuff. And, like, it's a big-ass hamburger mattress. And it's just... And you, like, peel... The lettuce is the blankets. And, like, it's pretty fucking nice.
Is it?
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
Oh, well, let me think of my three stupid-ass wishes. First, I would like for when cheese to be melted, for it not to be as hot as the surface of the sun.
So you want... It already fucks with physics enough. So you can't really, like, change that.
What?
I said it already fucks with physics enough. You can't really change it anymore, Dingleberry.
Oh, I'm sorry that we're having logic in our stupid-ass...
Sorry! Go ahead.
I'm sorry that I'm putting logic... Or that you're instituting logic in, because there's a lot of logic in me having a 22-inch dick, because that's my next wish. You have to be specific, right?
What are you going to do? Like, first of all, I'm assuming it keeps the same girth as... Like in length.
I hope not.
Or no, I'm pretty sure
it will be the size of a
power pole. It'll taper down like a traffic cone. Like your dick is like 3 feet wide at the base, well, and then it tapers down to 2 inches.
That's perfect, because if it was like 3 feet wide at the end, then no one would be able to touch it. So that's a good wish. And then I can't wish for Batman powers. So
because he doesn't fucking have any.
Yeah.
So you're basically a fucking loser because
you know what?
You could be Batman if you wanted to right fucking now, but you don't.
I have the Batman power to not be a pussy like Peter Parker. Oh yeah, I went there, bitch.
I'm not gonna talk about this. We're not. Because fucking Peter Parker is holy and noble, and Batman's just a fucking asshole who's rich.
Yeah, and that's why Peter Parker is a bitch.
Whatever. He does the right thing always.
Yeah.
Even if it means he fucking dies, which he has. He took a bullet for Captain America in the Ultimate Universe.
He dies like...
And he fucking died.
He dies
and
so
he
much.
Hasn't came back. No, he died in the Ultimate Universe, and he has not fucking come back. It's been years.
He's died a lot.
Not...
He's died... I know he's died at least twice.
I don't know. I don't... I know he's died technically... I don't even count this last thing as him dying. This bullshit where he got his brain switched with Otto.
Batman died, like, once.
Batman! What happened where, like, Doom... Or not Doomsday. Darkseid shot him with his Omega Beams, and he, like, he got sent back in time instead of dying, and he had to, like, relive his lives.
He had to go back through all of time, and he was doing it as Batman. Which, the idea in itself is really stupid.
It's so fucking dumb. Like, but, it's just as bad as this brain-switching bullshit.
But it made the... Like, the comics were cool as shit, because you saw Batman through all time, which was kind of cool. Like, getting to see a cave, like a pre-what-the-fuck-ever caveman Batman, which was cool as shit. And then getting to see him just in all different time periods.
What's your third wish, bitch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I gotta get my third wish out quick. What I want?
So you got...
I already got the big dick. What else could I want?
22-inch dick. Cheese that is hot but doesn't murder you.
I don't even know what else I could want. I don't think I would ever want for anything. And I would have...
You fucking mean.
Something on me that would give me Wi-Fi wherever I am. Because I'm tired of walking in people's houses and seeing them without Wi-Fi.
Right.
And I'm like, why am I even friends with you?
Oh my god.
See?
And you were just bitching about me because I couldn't get the internet to work. And
I
was having a fucking mental breakdown.
Oh yeah, but I love Wi-Fi. I just like bitching at you, but I love it.
You're a Wi-Fi hotspot with a password.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good wish.
That's a great wish, actually. Okay, we're running really high on time.
All right. So this is the end of this podcast. Make sure you go to youtube.com/taboo takeoff and subscribe to the channel so you can watch clips from this podcast as we record. Other than that, make sure you download this on iTunes and SoundCloud if you don't have an Apple device, which I don't understand why you wouldn't. But anywho,
well, we can't shit on them.
I'm not gonna shit on them. Anywho, you can hit us up with questions on Twitter or Facebook. Twitter handle is @ThugPassion19.
Mine is @TabooTakeoff.
And we will let you hear our beautiful voices at another time.
Yay! Bye.